الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Continue reading the mention of some of the most well-known shubuhat, doubts and misconceptions that those who ascribe to this ummah from those who have fallen into major shirk and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with the refutation to clarify the weakness of those doubts and those misconceptions. We have seen several of those doubts, and the author, he presents these issues in the form of a dialogue going back and forth with the individual who has these misunderstandings. And we continue reading that which the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, فَإِنْ قَالَ أَتُنْكِرُ شِفَاعَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا فَقُلْ لَا أُنْكِرُهَا وَلَا أَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا بَلْ هُوَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الشَّافِعُ الْمُشَفَّعَ فِي الْمَحْشَرِ وَأَرْجُو شَفَاعَتَهُ. So the author, he says, now if one of those people of falsehood or those who have been tried with these doubts and misconceptions, if he were to say, أَتُنْكِرُ شَفَاعَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا, are you denying the intercession of the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and you are freeing yourself from that? And this is from the methodology of the people of falsehood. We have seen up until this point, the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has clarified a number of those doubts and misconceptions, and clarified the means to refute them, and the falsehood of those ideas and those doubts and those misconceptions. And continuing in this manner, the people of falsehood, whenever they run out of opportunity, whenever they have no answer, their doubts are clarified and all of their misunderstandings have been made clear, at this time, those who are stubborn and those who are rebellious, they'll begin to find fault and speak ill of the people of the truth and call them names or ascribe false ideologies or false statements or opinions to them. So whenever you clarify for them that the way of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to believe that Allah, He is the creator and the provider and the sustainer alone, and that no one controls or disposes of the affairs of the universe except for Allah azza wa jal, and they only used to devote actions of worship to their idols in order to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to take those objects of worship as intercessors. Whenever you clarify this for them in detail and they have nowhere to run and no answer to respond with, now they will go to other means in order to deal with the people of truth, and from that is that they will ascribe false statements to them and false claims. So now this is the case. Whenever you tell them that this means that they are doing, that this worship, that this intercession that they are making with the graves and the awliya and the mashayikh or sahib al-sir and the shaykh and the likes like this is exactly what the mushrikun in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon, and you clarify the evidences for him with regards to this, now he will say, oh, do you deny the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are freeing yourself from that? And then they'll start making these claims like this, and they'll claim, oh, the people of the Sunnah, or they'll say al-Wahhabiyya along with that, in order to defame them, in order to run the people away from them, calling them with bad names and ascribing to them these false statements. And they'll say that, oh, the Wahhabiyya, they do not believe in the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they free themselves from that, they deny that. And this is what he's leading to here. We have seen examples of this previously with regards to this author, rahimahullah ta'ala, how likewise they had claimed he does not find that it is legislated to send the salah and the salam on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he used to forbid the people from sending the salawat on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reason for that was because these people here, those who have these attachments to the graves, they have introduced forms of the salawat that are innovated, and they are not legislated, and they are not found in the Quran nor in the Sunnah, nor in the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rather, many of them, they contain shirk. Many of these forms that they had introduced, they contain shirk. So the author, he used to forbid them from innovation, from these new innovated the forms of making the salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially those forms that had shirk in them. Especially those forms that had shirk in them. So whenever he began to do this and he clarified the falsehood of that, then they had no way to respond except to lie and except to ascribe to him false statements and to say that he does not allow the people to make salah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he does not believe in that. Rather, he forbids them. And that was not the case. He's only forbidding them from the innovated manner and the manners that contain shirk and disbelief. As for the legislative manner, then we have seen that he allows that. Rather, he is from those scholars who find that to be a pillar from the pillars of salah. To be a pillar from the pillars of salah. Likewise, we have seen as well other examples of this, how they claim that the author, he hates the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he does not like them, radiallahu anhum. And this is because they used to make tawassul with them, and they used to call on the family, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides Allah. Some of them they will call on Ali, others they will call on Hussein, some of them they will call on Fatima, radiallahu anhum, and they'll supplicate and call on them and seek relief from them, and they would seek provision from them, Madad, Ya Hussein, and the likes like this. And he used to forbid them. And he used to forbid them and tell them that this is not allowed, and this is major shirk, and this is not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. And he would clarify for them the evidences of this in the Quran and in the Sunnah and the likes. And then whenever they have no means to respond, they will begin to lie. Oh, you don't love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, you must not like the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would lie in this manner. And from the clearest evidences that they're lying is the fact that the author himself, he named his own family, his own children. He named his own family, his own children, after the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had a son, his name was Ali, and another, his name was Al-Hussein, and another, his name was Al-Hassan, and another, his name is Ibrahim. He had another son, his name was Abdullah, and he had a daughter, her name was Fatima, and he had another son, his name is Abdulaziz. So he named almost all of his sons, almost all of his family, except for one, all of his children, and a person's children, they're from the most beloved of the people to him. And this is natural, this is normal and allowed. So a person, if he hated somebody, he would not name his children whom are beloved to him, who are beloved to him by their names, by the names of his enemies, those whom he hates. So this is clearly a false claim. And this is similar from the early days, in the beginning of the battle between truth and falsehood, that the people of falsehood, whenever they're not able to respond, whenever they're not able to defend their falsehood with knowledge and with proof and evidence, and their falsehood is made clear by the people of knowledge, then at this time they have other means. And from that is they will defame, they will defame, and they will belittle, and they will try to turn the people away from the people of truth and not listen to their call and not benefit from them. They used to say about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadun Majnoon, Muhammadun Majnoon. Muhammad is crazy, Muhammad is crazy. So when anyone would come to Mecca, before they reached the city, all on the outskirts, they would hear people telling them this. If somebody's coming down the pathway, Muhammadun Majnoon, Muhammadun Majnoon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad is crazy, Muhammad is crazy. Watch out, there's a man in Mecca, his name Muhammad, he's crazy. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. And they would say the likes like this. And other times they would say that he's kahin. And other times they would say he's a sahir. that he's a fortune teller, or they would say that he was a magician, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they know that he's not crazy. They're his family members, and they know that he's not a magician nor a fortune teller. They'll only say that because they know if anyone were to listen to him, then they will benefit. They will benefit from the truth that he's carrying and that he called to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similar like this, all the way back to the first messenger, the messenger Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he's building this ship, and they're mocking him and they're belittling him, and they're belittling likewise those who follow him. Likewise those who follow him alayhi salatu wasalam. But the outcome is for the pious and the righteous, and the outcome is for the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam, and those who follow them. And those who follow them, even sometimes the people of falsehood, they will go further than that. They will go further than lying or defaming, or trying to. They try to assassinate that person's image and character, and the likes like this. Other times they'll go further to that, further than that, and they'll actually harm them. Even sometimes they will kill them. Even sometimes they will kill them, and they will assassinate them, and the likes like this. Even these affairs, they have occurred in recent history. Some of our scholars, for example, from Yemen, they were assassinated because of the truth that they called to, and because of the defense of the sunnah that they were upon. Rahimahum Allahu Ta'ala. So he says, فَإِنْ قَالَ أَتُنْكِرُ شَفَاعَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ وَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا فَقُوَ لَا أُنْكِرُهَا وَلَا أَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا. So he says, now, do you deny the intercession of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you free yourself from that? فَقُوَ لَا أُنْكِرُهَا وَلَا أَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْهَا. Say to him, no, I do not deny it. I do not deny it whatsoever, and I do not free myself from it likewise. بَلْ هُوَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الشَّافِي وَالْمُشَفَّى فِي الْمَحْشَرِ. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the intercessor. He is the intercessor and the one who is granted intercession in the resurrection. On the day of resurrection, in the great gathering when mankind is all gathered together. وَأَرُجُ شَفَاعَتَهُ. And me, I'm hoping for his intercession. No, I do not deny his intercession. No, I do not free myself from his intercession, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, I believe that the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the intercessor, and he is the one who will be granted intercession on the day of resurrection. And I hope that I'm from those who will receive his intercession, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here a person, now he clarifies the falsehood of this. And what the author is referring to here, even in the wordings that he's using, these are all in reference to narrations. These are in reference to narrations and texts found in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, from that which is in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلِدِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلِدِ آدَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. I'm the leader, I'm the best, I'm the master, I'm the leader of the children of Adam on the day of resurrection. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ يَنْشَقُ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرُ. I'm the first whose grave will be opened for him. And he meaning the first one to be resurrected from the grave. The first to have his grave split open, meaning the first one to be resurrected and to come out of the grave on the day of resurrection, is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ. And I am the first shafi' and I am the first mushaffa'. I'm the first one who would intercede, and I am the first one who will be granted intercession. I'm the first one to intercede, and I am the first one who will be granted intercession. So therefore, the author, he's referring to the Sufir. No, you're wrong. No, we do not deny. We do not deny the intercession. Rather, we believe in it and we hope for it. And we can mention to you many evidences clarifying and affirming the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Quran and from the Sunnah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدَ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And in the night time, then they perform the night prayer as a non-obligatory action for you. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And your Lord, He's going to resurrect you and raise you to the most praiseworthy status and rank. This is likewise in the Quran in reference to the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-shafa'ah al-uthma. So possibly here now clarifying for this person of falsehood who has these doubts. And we have seen that in general these people are ignorant. So therefore a person of knowledge, he can come and clarify and mention evidences that maybe he's not even aware of. Mention evidences that maybe he's not even aware of. He's claiming, you do not believe in the Shafa'a, you deny the Shafa'a, you do not hope for the Shafa'a, you free yourself from that. Say, rather, I believe in that and I hope for that, and I will clarify for you a number of evidences with regards to that from the Quran and the Sunnah. So he says, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّفَاعَةُ كُلَّهَا لِلَّهِ. He says, now to clarify, he said, no, I believe in the Shafa'a. I affirm the Shafa'a. I hope for the Shafa'a. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, he will be given the Shafa'a. Rather, he is the greatest and the first of those to have the Shafa'a. And he is the one who will be granted intercession. And whenever he intercedes, Allah, he will respond to him. He says, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّفَاعَةَ كُلَّهَا لِلَّهِ. But the intercession, all of it belongs to Allah. But the intercession, all of it belongs to Allah. Allah, He is the owner and He is the one who has authority over the intercession. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah, He says, قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the shafa'ah belongs to Allah in entirety. That the shafa'ah, the intercession, the ability to intercede, this belongs to Allah in entirety. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah, He has the dominion and authority over the heavens and the earth. From the dominion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that which He has authority over is the Shafa'ah. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all from His mulk, all from His authority, all from His kingdom, all from His creation. And all of this is in the hands of Allah, and no one can obtain any of it except for with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That the provision that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth and the health and the food and the children and the light sight, this all of this worldly provision, this is in the hands of Allah azza wa jalla. Guidance in the religion, guidance for the hearts, beneficial knowledge, all of this is in the hands of Allah azza wa jalla, and it's from His dominion, and He has complete and ultimate authority over that subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can obtain any of that except with His permission subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is a shafa'ah, the intercession. From the mulk of Allah Azza wa Jal, and from that which belongs to Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that which Allah, He has ultimate and supreme command and authority over, is the issue here of a shafa'ah. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the shafa'ah belongs entirely to Allah. And then the author, he says, وَلَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا بَعْدِ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And one is not able to obtain the shafa'ah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not be able to intercede except after Allah permits and allows. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ. Just as Allah, He mentions the Most High, and who is he who can intercede with Him? And who is he who can intercede with Him except after His permission? Except after His permission. So the author, he says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُ فِي أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بَعْدٍ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not intercede on behalf of anyone until Allah allows him to intercede. Until Allah allows him to intercede. And this is also well known in the long narration in the hadith of the Shafa'ah, that the people, they are going to come on the day of resurrection, and they're going to be requesting from the prophets and messengers to intercede on their behalf, all of mankind, the believers and the non-believers, the believers and the non-believers, seeking intercession from the prophets and messengers alayhim wassalam, in order to establish the judgment and to bring them out of the great fear and fright and hardship that they're facing while they're waiting for the judgment. While they're waiting for the judgment. And the story is well known. And they will go to Adam, and they will go to Musa and the likes, until they come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will say, Ana laha. All of them, they will, all of the other messengers, they will back away, and they will refuse to intercede or to take up this great responsibility. And whenever they come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say, Ana laha. I am the one to do this. This is my responsibility. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will go before Allah azza wa jalla, and he will prostrate. فَيَخِيرُ السَّاجِدَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before he's granted intercession, he will not proceed and intercede without seeking permission. He will not proceed and intercede on his own. And the likes like this, rather, he will proceed and then he will fall in prostration, and Allah Azza wa Jal will inspire him to praise Allah in a manner he had never known before. In a manner he had never known before. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the best of those who praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Also on the day of resurrection, it's mentioned that he's carrying liwa al-hamd. On the day of resurrection, he's carrying the banner of praise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he will prostrate and Allah will inspire him to praise him with praises that he had never known before. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will remain in this manner, in prostration, praising Allah Azza wa Jal with the most beautiful praises, and then it will be said to him, irfa' ra'sak, washfa' tu shaffa', raise your head, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede and you will be granted intercession. Intercede and you will be granted intercession. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be granted a number, a limit that he will be able to intercede for, and he will intercede for them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will repeat in this manner three or more times, and every time he's granted only a specific amount. The intercession that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have is after the permission of Allah, and only for a certain amount of people, and likewise only for a certain category of people. So the intercession that he has sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is limited from aspects. First and foremost, he cannot intercede except after Allah allows him. And then he can only intercede for a certain amount of people, and he can only intercede for a certain category of people, those who believe, those whom Allah he allows. So the point to make now is that قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the shafa'ah, it belongs to Allah in entirety, every aspect of that, and no one, not even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be able to intercede except after Allah allows him. Except after Allah allows him. So this is number one, the first and most important point in refuting this false doubt and this misconception, is that the shafa'ah, the issue of the intercession, this belongs to Allah in entirety. No one has authority over that. No one has authority over that. Who sends the rain from the sky? Who has authority over that? Who shares with him in that? No one. In the same manner, the shafa'ah, the ability to have intercession, to benefit from the intercession, this is from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and no one shares with him in that. And no one shares with him in that. This is number one. The shafa'ah belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal in entirety. It's from his mulk, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has authority over that absolutely. Absolutely. Number two is that Allah, he will not allow anyone to intercede except after his permission. No one will be able to intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal except with his permission. Except with his permission. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. And who can intercede? Meaning no one can intercede. So the question here is not a question, rather it's to negate that there's absolutely no, that there's absolutely no intercession with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with his permission. Except with his permission. He says, وَلَا يَشْفَعُ فِي أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بَعْدَ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not intercede on behalf of anyone except after Allah allows him to do that. وَلَا يَأْذَنُ إِلَّا لِأَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ. And Allah, he will not allow him to intercede on behalf of anyone except for the people of التوحيد and the people of ikhlas, the people of pure Islamic monotheism and the people of sincerity. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى. إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى. And they will not be able to intercede except for those whom Allah is pleased with. Except for those whom Allah is pleased with. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ. And on the day of resurrection, those people who will be allowed to intercede, Allah, he mentions, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنْ ارْتَضَى. That those who are allowed to intercede, they will not intercede except on behalf of those whom Allah is pleased with. Except on behalf of those whom Allah is pleased with. The author, he says, وَهُوَ لَا يَرَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا التَّوْحِيدِ. And Allah, he's not pleased except with التَّوْحِيدِ. except with at-tawheed. كما قال تعالى وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Just as Allah the Most High, He says, and whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a deen and way of life, it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. And in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He will only allow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to intercede on behalf of those whom He's pleased with. And Allah, He's only pleased with the people of At-Tawheed. Because Allah, He says that whoever seeks a deen, a religion, a way of life other than Al-Islam, with which the foundation of Al-Islam is La ilaha illallah. Is La ilaha illallah. Kalimatu At-Tawheed. The foundation of Al-Islam is At-Tawheed. There's no Islam without At-Tawheed. The essence of Al-Islam and the foundation of Al-Islam is At-Tawheed. So whoever seeks a way other than the way of Al-Islam, other than the way of At-Tawheed, then it will never be accepted from him, and in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. In the hereafter, he will be from the losers. So here we have two more points. That is that the intercession, it must be after the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it must be for the one whom Allah is pleased with. Meaning that Allah, He will only allow to intercede. He will only allow to intercede those whom He's pleased with. And He will only allow the intercession to be for those whom He's pleased with. For those whom He's pleased with. So therefore we see that the intercession entirely, it belongs to Allah. And that the intercession can only be with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that the intercession is only allowed for the one whom Allah is pleased with. And the one who is granted the ability to intercede, this is only for the one whom Allah is pleased with. And intercession likewise will only be granted to the one whom Allah is pleased with. Allah, He mentioned in His book, يَوْمَ إِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. These two conditions here, they're mentioned together in this verse. And on that day, meaning on the day of resurrection, لا تنفع الشفاعة يوم إذن لا تنفع الشفاعة, the intercession will not benefit them, إلا من أذن له الرحمن, except for those whom الرحمن, the most gracious, He has allowed, ورضي له قولا, and He's pleased with His statement, and He's pleased with His creed, and pleased with His belief, and pleased with His statements. So the one who is going to intercede, he must be someone who Allah is pleased with. Meaning he must be a person of At-Tawheed. A person of At-Tawheed and a person of Al-Ikhlas and sincerity. And those whom Allah will allow the intercession to benefit is only for those people of At-Tawheed likewise. Those whom Allah is pleased with. So here the fact that the condition for Allah to be pleased with the one who is asking for the shafa'ah and the one whom the shafa'ah is asked for, then this means that they must be from the people of At-Tawheed. It does not necessarily mean that they will be free from sins. Rather, those people, many of them who will benefit from the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be people of sins. But because they were people of At-Tawheed, they did not invalidate that great right, then Allah, He's still pleased with them. Then Allah is pleased with them because of the tawheed that they have. And this is from the wisdom of the shafa'ah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He is in no need of the shafa'ah or the intercession. This is only for the benefit of the people. And this is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to honor whom He wants to honor from His creation. And from the means of that is to grant some of them the ability to intercede on behalf of others. So that those others, the rest of mankind, the rest of the people, they will see the honor that that person has with Allah Azza wa Jal. They will see the honor that that person has with Allah Azza wa Jal. And also Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants to show mercy to some others from His creation and to be kind to them. And from the means that He has decreed for this is that He will grant them by way of those whom He honored their intercession, to show them mercy and to show them forgiveness. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He is Al-Ghani, Al-Hamid. He is the one who is free of all needs and worthy of all praise. And the wisdom behind the Shafa'ah is ikraman lishafi' wa rahmatan bi al-mashfu'ilah, to honor the one who is granted, is asking intercession, and to show mercy to the one whom intercession is granted to, and the one who the intercession is made on his behalf, is made on his behalf. So no doubt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has the intercession, and no doubt the people of the Sunnah, they affirm that and they believe in that and they desire and they hope that. But along with that, they know the reality of that, that it belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is something that is in the hands and under the command and authority absolutely of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah has clarified that it cannot be obtained except with His permission. Just like someone, if he were to go to another besides Allah to request the rain, this would be considered shirk, waliyadu billah, because the rain, the ability to send and bring the rain, is something that is entirely in the hands of Allah and can only come with His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the issue of the intercession as well is from the dominion and the authority and the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and no one can obtain it except with His permission. So to go and ask it from someone whom it does not belong to is considered shirk akbar. Shirk akbar. You understand this? Major shirk. Major shirk. This is from this aspect. So therefore, there must be permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then along with that, Allah, He only permits those whom He's pleased with, the people of At-Tawheed, to intercede and for intercession to be for them. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will never intercede for the people who have violated these rights. And there's only one exception with that, and that is with his uncle, Abu Talib. This is the only exception whenever Allah will allow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede on behalf of someone he's not pleased with, someone who is not a Muslim. And that is one certain case, and it's not to take him out of the fire, only to take him in a certain place of the fire, the dhahdah min an-nar, yani a small place from the fire, where only his feet will be in there, but his brains will boil from that. So even then, this intercession is not to take him from the fire, rather only to lighten it in this manner. And even it's not light. And even still, it's not light. It's in his feet until his brains boil. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So in Sahih Muslim, it has been narrated by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ فَتَعَجَّلَ كُلُّ نَبِيٍ دَعْوَتَهُ وَإِنِّي اخْتَبَعْتُ دَعْوَتِي شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَهِيَ نَائِلَةٌ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every prophet had a supplication that's guaranteed to be responded to. Every prophet previously was granted a supplication, da'wah mustajaba, a supplication that was granted, that is guaranteed to be responded to. And every prophet had hastened that supplication, and he used that supplication in their lifetime. And as for me, then I have saved my supplication as an intercession for my ummah on the day of resurrection. This is all from the kindness and the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his love for the believers, that he has this supplication that he can supplicate and call on. It's guaranteed to be responded to. A promise from Allah Azza wa Jal, a covenant from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has saved this supplication as an intercession for his followers on the day of resurrection. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this intercession here, فَهِيَ نَائِلَةٌ inshaAllah. This intercession, this supplication that I'm saving as an intercession for my ummah on the day of resurrection, it will reach inshaAllah, if Allah wills, مَنْ مَاتَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. The one who dies from my ummah, from my followers, and he does not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. He dies while he did not associate any partners with Allah whatsoever. So these people who are going to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek intercession from him, they are invalidating that right. they're violating that right, and they are invalidating that opportunity to have the intercession. They're committing the very act that will forbid them from the intercession, and that is to commit shirk and to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which is the sole right of Allah azza wa jal. Likewise, in Sahih Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man as'adun nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah ya Rasulullah?" Who is the most happy? Who will benefit the most from your intercession? Who will be the most pleased and happy with your intercession on the day of resurrection, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the hadith is well known. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "As'adu nasi bi shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi aw nafsihi." That the one who will benefit most and be the most happy and in the most joy and delight from the people with regards to my intercession on the day of resurrection is the one who said, "La ilaha illallah," that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, sincerity and purity from his heart, or sincerity and purity from his soul. So now we see that the intercession is only for those whom Allah is pleased with, and Allah is only pleased with the people of At-Tawheed, the people of Al-Ikhlas, and the people of At-Tawheed and Al-Ikhlas, they will benefit from the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of resurrection after he's allowed. As for the people of shirk and disbelief, then they will not benefit, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not request intercession on behalf of them, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not request intercession on behalf of them. So the author says, فَإِذَا كَانَتِ الشِّفَاعَةُ كُلُّهَا لِلَّهِ وَلَا تَكُونُ إِلَّا بَعْدِ إِذْنِهِ وَلَا يَشْفَعُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَا غَيْرُهُ فِي أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَلَا يَأْذَنُ إِلَّا لِأَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ تَبَيَّنَ أَنَّ الشَّفَاعَةَ كُلَّهَا لِلَّهِ وَأَنَا أَطْلُبُهَا مِنْهُ فَأَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَحْرِمْنِي شَفَاعَتَهُ اللَّهُمَّ شَفِّعْهُ فِيَّ وَأَمْثَالَ ذَلِكَ وَأَمْثَالَ ذَلِكَ. So the author, he says now, so if it's clarified for you that the intercession, all of it belongs to Allah, and that it cannot occur except after his permission. And you're going through this dialogue again. So now if it's clear for you, referring to the person who seeks intercession directly from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now if it's clear for you that the intercession, the shifa'a, entirety, all of it belongs to Allah, absolutely, and it will not occur except after his permission. Not the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor anyone else is able to intercede on behalf of anyone except after the permission of Allah azza wa jal. And that Allah, he does not permit them to intercede on behalf of anyone except for the people of At-Tawheed, now it becomes clear for you that the intercession belongs entirely to Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore I seek it from Him. And I say, for example, O Allah, do not forbid me the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant me the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the likes of this. He may say it in this manner, or he may say it without a statement on the tongue, saying it by his state of being. Requesting for the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be in this manner, saying, Allahumma shafi' nabiyyaka fiyya. Allahumma la tahrimni shafa'ata nabiyyaka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, do not forbid me the intercession of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant me the intercession of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or simply by establishing the tawheed in your life. The one who establishes the tawheed in their life and he attaches his heart to Allah azza wa jal with love and hope and fear and trust and reliance and servitude, and he submits to the commands of Allah, hoping for the reward of Allah, and he avoids and stays away from the prohibitions of Allah out of fear of the punishment of Allah, and he follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diligently, and he seeks forgiveness for his shortcomings and sins, then this person here, he will be granted the intercession. This person who lives in this manner and dies in this manner, he will be granted the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, there's another means to obtain the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which is collected in Sahih Bukhari from the Hadith of Jabir رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, من قال حين يسمع النداء اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, whoever says whenever he hears the call to prayer, meaning after the call to prayer, whoever says whenever he hears the call to prayer, meaning after the call to prayer, O Allah, Lord of this complete call, والصلاه القائمه, and this established prayer, آتي محمدًا الوسيلة والفضيلة, grant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم الوسيلة, which is the intercession, which is the intercession, المقام المحمود والفضيلة, and this high and lofty status, وبعثه مقام محمود الذي وعدته, and resurrect him upon the high and lofty praiseworthy status that you have promised him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, whoever says this at the time of the adhan, meaning after the adhan is mentioned, then my intercession will be allowed for him. Then my intercession will be allowed for him. Other narrations have come likewise clarifying that this is from the sunnah of the adhan. But immediately after the adhan, one he will send the salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the manner of the prayer. In the manner when he sends the salawat in the prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid, until the end. And after the salah, then he will make this dua. And after the salah, then he will make this dua. If a person, it would suffice to make this dua alone after the adhan, but this is the manner after repeating after the muadhin, then when he will send the salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he will make this supplication. Then he will make this supplication here, and the one who does this, he is guaranteed to have the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so long as he did not die upon shirk. So long as he did not die upon shirk. So after this, now the author, he mentions that the person, which is well known, the likes of these people, many times they will not stop here, they will not be satisfied. Rather, they will continue. فَإِنْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أُعْطِيَ الشَّفَاعَةَ وَأَنَا أَطْلُبُ مِمَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ. So now, if the person, he says, but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was given intercession, and I'm only seeking from him that which Allah has given him. Now this is another doubt and misconception that he mentions in the author, he will mention the response to that. And just to mention briefly the clarification that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was not given the intercession absolutely. Rather, he was given the ability to intercede. He was given the permission to intercede. So this is where they misunderstand and this doubt here. They say, okay, well, the Prophet was given intercession. You affirm that, right? Yes, no doubt. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَأُعْطِيتُ الشَّفَاعَةَ, and I was given the intercession. So here they try to understand that, oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the intercession, meaning he was given the intercession absolutely. But that's not the case. He was given the intercession sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he was granted permission to this high and lofty status, but he cannot establish this intercession except after Allah allows him, and except for those whom Allah allows in number and likewise in traits and characteristics, inshallah. In our next class, we continue with this point. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.